Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Hello, everybody. My name is Reverend John Reynolds, and it's my great joy, honor, and privilege to welcome you to worship today. If this is your first Sunday with us, we're so grateful that you decided to make this your spiritual home. And if you've been worshiping with us for a long time at First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake, you know that we are a congregation that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. And we hope that the worship service this day helps you grow in those ways. As we gather for worship this morning, we want to take a moment to invite you to fill out our digital connection card. The link will be in the comments section of this video. We would love to know that you are with us in worship this morning. As we worship together, we also want to invite you to do something that's really simple, to take a moment and share this video with other folks in your social network. All you have to do is click on a button. It should be right about here. It says share, and we invite you just to take a moment to share this worship experience with other folks in your social network. You never know who might need to hear this message today. The music this morning will be led by Mike and Susan and Eric. And we want to let you know that this morning we have a guest preacher who will be bringing the word for us this day. She's a colleague of both Lindsay and I, is a friend of mine. We worked together in Rochester for several years and then again down in Detroit. Reverend Letha Ravi has also completed her Master's of Social Work from the University of Michigan in addition to going to seminary. And we know that this message this morning will not only be pastoral and supportive, but also I guarantee you're going to learn something from my friend and colleague, Reverend Letha Ravi. She is brilliant and a wonderful pastor, preacher, and friend. And this morning, the word will be brought by her, and we hope that it's a blessing for you as we move through this month of January. We encourage you to worship the Lord in whatever way he feels most comfortable to you this morning. And we hope that you grow in your faith and your relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless us as we gather together as a church this day. Amen.
Good morning. My name is Letha Ravi. I'm delighted to be here and to bring the word this morning to Brighton United Methodist Church. I'd like to talk about the Gospel of John. The text for this morning is from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what is his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of flesh, or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Here ends the Gospel reading. Good morning. My name is Lata Ravi. I'm honored to be here to bring you the word this morning. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O Christ, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The prologue to John's Gospel is John's birth story of Jesus. We are not used to thinking of the fourth gospel as one of the birth stories of Jesus. However, that is what the author is doing. The first verses of the Gospel of John, in the beginning, reminds us of the Genesis creation story, where it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." And so we are connected from the present, where at the time of the gospel author's life, to the sacred past, to the Genesis story. This connection reminds us that the incarnation of Jesus is connected to that very first light that shone in darkness at the creation story in Genesis. The Word became flesh gives us this theological understanding that God, who was there at the very beginning in just the form of the words, when God said, "Let there be light," that word has now come to be in the form of a human being, incarnation. There is now God enfleshed with bones and flesh and blood. That in the primordial Word, that was in the beginning with God, a partner in the creation story, is in relationship with God and has now become human. The NRSV translate the verse, "And God lived among us," as the God tents among us, or God tabernacles around among us. Most readers who are familiar with the message might know the translation as "God moved in to the neighborhood." Another way to say that is "God dwells among us." This dwelling of God is so deeply intimate and personal. Unlike the beginning in the creation story where God's spirit hovered over the void and the waters, now God has come to be enfleshed as a human being. So God reiterates God's commitment to and continuity to God's people. And this Word that has become flesh not only is dwelling among us, but now God is going to where God's people go. God is going to be a part of God's people's lives. Christmas, then, is not just this recalling of the second creation story, if you will, but Christmas is also God continuing to give life to God's people. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. St. Gregory of Nyssa calls it a festival of recreation, as Father Mike Marsh calls it in his blog, Interrupting Silence. He says that we fail to see, to believe, to understand that in the Word becoming flesh and living among us, we are God's first sacrament. Human beings are the tangible, outward, visible sign and carriers of God's inward and spiritual presence. I think we all need this reminder. And maybe that's what we can look at Christmas as, reminding us that we too are sacred. We are this amazing creation of God, the children of God. Now, I don't know if you've ever looked at yourself in the mirror and said, I am a sacrament. God thinks of me as sacred. And even more, I don't know if we've ever looked at the person there across the street, at the next door neighbor, and said, that is a sacramental image of God. And why not? We do know that God became flesh and dwelt within and among us, and that the truth of Christmas is that not just did God come to be with us, but God came to give God's self to us. And what we also need to know is that God came for not just those we love, but also to those we fear, who those who are like us and those who are different, for the stranger, for our enemies. The Word became flesh and lived among us. The incarnation of God, the embodiment of God in human life, the Word made flesh, is not limited to Jesus. Jesus is the picture, the pattern, the archetype of what the Word becoming flesh looks like. We can look at Jesus and we can get a glimpse of the divinity that has so much love for us, that we can recognize, hopefully, this sacredness, not just in ourselves, but in one another. And that we hopefully one day can grow to understand everybody as made in this sacred image of God. You and I are the continuation of the Word becoming flesh and living among us. So Father Marsh asks this question, what that might mean for you today. How will you let God's Word speak through your life, through your flesh? And how will you hear that Word being spoken to you through others? What hope may you offer to the world? What light can you bring into the darkness? There's a little part in this prologue where the author inserts himself, and he says that he is come to witness to the light. He's not the light, but he has come to witness to the light. So it seems kind of odd, like in the middle of this grand and poetic and dramatic creation story, you hear this little piece from the author. Why, we may ask. I think the author is there to remind us that yes, the light has come to dwell among us, but we have a role to play in this grand narrative, in this dramatic epic. We are to be witnesses to this light. We are called to show that we embody this light that has been given to us. And as we know that the world that we're living in today, the world where the death toll of those who are dying of COVID keeps climbing higher and higher, and the time of us living in isolation and separate from one another keeps dragging on and on and on. So we are called now, more than ever, the necessity is urgent for us to witness to this light, the light that brings us hope, the light that brings us life in the midst of despair, In the midst of death, this word comes to us at Christmas. The light of God, the light of hope that shines and cannot be put out by despair. I want to ask you today to take a moment next time that you look in the mirror and say to yourself, I am a witness to God's light, and I will be a witness of hope. Make that commitment, not just to yourself, but to those around you, to the world that needs you to also be this witness that speaks out a word of hope in this time of despair, that shines a light in this time of despair. I urge you to recognize that the word has become enfleshed and the word dwells within you. Go out and be that light and shine out your brightness and testify to the light within you. Let us pray. God, we give you thanks for this great love that you have given to us, that you have showed us in Jesus. We ask that every day that we live, that we may be reminded that we are part of your family, beloved in your community, and that all of us are one in Christ Jesus. Help us to know this, to witness to this, and to testify that the word of God has come and dwells among us and within us. Amen.
Good morning. Happy New Year. I feel blessed to join you in worship this morning. And now would you please join me in an attitude of prayer. Glorious God of goodness and mercy, how great are your gifts to us and to all your children. You are our help and strength in all the times of our lives. We give you praise. We give you thanks. We feel your love. We keep our eyes, our ears, and our hearts open to your word, to your love, and to your blessings. Encourage our friends, our family, our neighbors, that they may find the ability to love as you do, to care for each other, and to show your love to those that need it. Encourage those that are struggling and wrestling, looking for help. Those that are struggling at home, struggling with damaged and broken relationships. Those that are struggling with health issues. Those that have lost loved ones. Those that are struggling with financial burdens. Help them understand that in their time of need, your love is always there for them, that you give your blessings to those in need of your strength, your love, and your hope. As we put 2020 behind us and look forward to a new year, a new beginning, we know that all goodness starts with you. We ask your blessings on those that suffered during 2020 and pray for peace and hope for them during the new year. We know that when we look for peace and assurance, the best place to start is to look to you. During these times, it's important for us to remember that you are ever with us and will always be. When times look the darkest, you are our light. When we feel that there is no hope, you are our hope. When we feel alone and deserted, you are there waiting for us. When we feel down and broken, you are there to lift us up and restore our pieces. We also pray for those looking for answers, those that seek the solution in a cure, a vaccination, or some type of relief to help us through. Give them strength and wisdom to continue on. Bring wisdom to doctors. Give understanding to scientists. Endow caregivers with compassion and generosity. Bring healing to those who are ill. Protect those who are at most risk. Give comfort to those that have lost a loved one. Welcome those who have died into your eternal home. Unite your church so that we may be an example of harmony and justice in a world torn by confusion. Reveal your will to all people. Fill us with the courage to live out your righteousness as a sign of your goodness. O God, in this time of worship, we give thanks that you are ever with us. We thank you for your presence in our midst. Enable us always to be grateful for all you give us, lest we take your goodness for granted. Now we come to you as your children, seeking to learn, seeking to love, seeking to share in the name of your holy and precious Son, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Peace be with you. God loves you, and there ain't a darn thing you can do about it. Happy New Year.
Good morning, church. It has been so great to be with you in worship this morning. I greet you from our Brighton campus. I am standing out kind of by our main office area, and you can see behind me some beautiful pictures. It's kind of an archive history a little bit, showing some pictures of what our church building used to look like here at our Brighton campus many years ago. It is so beautiful to stand here by these photos, to see how our church has grown and changed and transformed over the years. It is so beautiful to think about all of the folks that would have worshiped in these in the beautiful church buildings here behind, and to think about the many ways that they were involved in mission and service and growing children in the faith and reaching out to the youth and caring for one another here at our Brighton campus over the years and at our Whitmore Lake campus over the years. We have a long history of sharing our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, our witness with the world. It's a way that we can offer what we have back to God in service with the church. So this morning, as we turn now to a time of offering, I would invite you to share as well, to share offerings of your financial gifts. Whether you go online and give through our church website or you mail in your check to the church, we gladly receive your offering. And we encourage you not just to offer your financial gifts, but to offer your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, your witness, to be a part of history in the making as we look back on history and as we look forward to what God has in store for us. Let's give thanks now for these gifts. Oh, holy God, we do give you thanks for the many gifts that we will receive. They are blessings to continue the ministry and the work of Christ. Bless those that will receive it, that their lives may be transformed and always changed for the love and the grace of God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Go in peace, to love God, to love your neighbor, and to shine the light of hope so brightly that anyone who despairs or anyone who is discouraged may see your light and keep on their journey. In the name of the one who loves us so deeply, he gave us new life. Jesus the Christ. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.